Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Love it. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. You're watching the Royals After Show on AfterBuzz Television. I'm your host, Tracy Probst.
And I'm Christina Kaplan.
And I am Megan Stenger.
And today we're going to be covering the third episode, We Are Pictures or Mere Beast. Now, this episode has a lot to cover, so let's go ahead and jump right in. The theme of this is definitely Fashion Week. So it's Fashion Week, everyone's prepping. But in the very, very beginning of the episode, we see Cyrus, and he's doing lines of cocaine and drinking his life away. And we know he's going to do something because we know how Cyrus is, and we already have a suspicion about him. And we see him grab a sword and go out of the room and go to the king. What did you guys think about that?
I mean, I wasn't surprised because he already almost shot him in the first episode. But what I thought was weird was how the king, like, knew he was walking up behind him but didn't turn around or anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was just like, oh, I've decided I might reconsider the whole disbanding of the monarchy. And he's just standing there with the sword like, why wouldn't you turn around? You know what I mean?
Right.
So I guess that was the whole point of the shot, was that, you know, maybe the king knew that Cyrus might be doing something suspicious and just didn't even turn around to give him the time of day. I don't know.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. It's like the king knows that this is Cyrus's MO, and it was kind of like, oh, I know my drunk brother just stalked down the hallway to try to chop my head off.
Right, and I know.
Let me just say the first thing that's going to get him to calm down, that or the king had no idea. I don't know. It's one of those things where I don't think we're supposed to know and we're supposed to wonder.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It got me very nervous, though, from the very first moments of the show.
Right. No, totally. I really thought he was going to kill him when I saw him walking the thing. I was like, ooh, this will be the first death, but that would have ruined the rest of the season, so wouldn't have really made sense. But, yeah, the beginning of the episode goes really, really fast, and next we see Liam, and he's sleeping with what looks like Ophelia. So at first you're kind of like, oh, they're back together, and then it comes that it's just a vision. He's imagining it's Ophelia when really he's sleeping with some model. So that kind of showed me a little bit about of his character. I don't know. I just didn't really see that coming.
Well, I don't mean to sound, like, mean or anything, but that girl was not very pretty to be, like, a model or whatever. I thought they could have probably chosen a much prettier girl because then it was just, like, awkward, like, him fantasizing about Ophelia the whole time. Like, it made sense. Like, okay, Ophelia's, like, so beautiful and sweet and, you know, and then this girl, like, looked down and it was just, like, I don't know. I thought they could have maybe cast better in that, but it didn't really surprise me because we had known before Ophelia that Prince Liam had been sleeping around a lot, and like they had mentioned, you know, Fashion Week makes everyone crazy or whatever, so.
Right. True.
I actually was surprised.
Yeah?
And all of a sudden I was like, who is this woman?
Yeah.
Confused me for a minute. But I actually was surprised because I thought Liam actually was really, really into Ophelia, so much so that that whole behavior wound down. If anybody, I thought he'd sleep with Gemma.
Yeah.
But not a random. So, I guess I didn't really get a good feel for his character before because this was a shock to me, at least.
Yeah, I agree with you. I did think it was Gemma at first because
of
the blonde hair.
So did I.
And then I thought it was just a random girl. I didn't think we would actually see her again later in the episode.
Right.
For, you know, a second.
As if it was still an ongoing thing.
Yeah, yeah. That was kind of strange. I didn't see that coming at all, but And then Gemma's reaction later on how, like, oh, yeah, well, you know, whatever.
So nonchalant.
She was just like, they have sex. Isn't that what she said about it? Like, I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So matter of fact.
Yes, that was very interesting. And then it jumps right to Ophelia, and she's at school, and she's texting with Eleanor. And you see her literally, like, Eleanor's like, have you heard anything from Jasper? And then it makes sense from the episode before where it left off, I need a favor. So you're like, of course. Like, she's American. She's going to do something. Her dad's the head of security. She's going to find dirt on Jasper. And she said she hadn't heard from Jasper, and she's walking out, and there's all these paps, also known as paparazzi. And they're all waiting for her, which I thought was a little strange, but okay. So she runs away from them and gets pulled into a door by a new character is now introduced, Nick.
Yes, okay. I was racking my brain, like, wait, have we seen this guy before? Did we, like, get a glimpse of him? Like, what, you know, like, I couldn't figure it out. And then I'm like, wait, okay, they really just thrusted a brand new character into the whole situation. And even Ophelia was like, who are you? You know, like, she didn't know who he was right away either. So it was, like, kind of confusing to me at first. But then, so he writes the music that she rehearses to?
That's what he said verbatim. But I didn't understand that either.
I thought she was taking art classes.
Well, yeah. She's also a dance major. Isn't the Shook character last week, I think, said, like, oh, you're studying, it was philosophy or something. She's kind of like a double major with dance and something else.
Oh, okay.
So I assume she's doing all these dance rehearsals that we've yet to see, and he must be scoring the music? I don't...
It was a little
confusing, because they do talk very quickly.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was kind of awkward. He's like, I promise I'm not a stalker. And she's like, well, that's what stalkers say. And it was like, yeah, he just pulled her in a room. Like, he knew she was running.
Yeah,
and
that was weird.
It was. And as we see their relationship, we can talk about it now, actually go a little bit further. You know, he takes her home, and she has him drop her off at a cheese shop because she doesn't want him to know where she lives, which is the palace, of course. And then later he ends up finding out. And it's kind of a cute relationship-ish. What do you guys... I don't think it was necessary right now, but it's an interesting twist.
Yeah, I think that I agree. Actually, I don't know. Maybe I don't agree. Maybe it was necessary because they want to cause that. They don't want it to just be like, oh, Ophelia's off doing her own thing by herself while Liam's out doing all this, you know, sleeping with all these girls. They want to kind of create something for her, too, so that if Liam does try to win her back, he's really going to have to fight for her because there's this other guy now in the picture. And I kind of feel like, at first I thought, oh, she's, you know, she's not really interested in him, whatever. But now I kind of feel like a relationship might develop between the two of them.
Yeah. I agree.
Samesies.
Yeah, no.
Samesies. No, exactly. Like, we had to have somebody be an antagonist to Liam, I guess. You know, it can't be like, poor Ophelia, she kind of got dumped.
Right.
You know, he's not only probably going to hook up with Gemma, he's sleeping with a fashion model, too. You know, kind of, all this information kind of bowls her over. So it's nice that she has a regular guy she can do her flirting with, too.
I agree. Yeah, they're more on the same kind of playing field. So I think it is an interesting twist. I just wasn't ready for it. I don't know. It kind
either.
Of came out of nowhere. So then we're back in the palace, and we see the princess and the queen, and they're talking about the photo shoot that they're doing. And she called Bagsies on purple dress, which we soon find out means dibs. So basically, the queen cannot wear purple because the princess called Bagsies on it. So they're going back and forth, and then Eleanor reveals to us that she's going to be hosting her own fashion show. And the queen's like, you know, this is my thing. I've done it for the past years. It's like, I bring in lots of money. Like, don't try to step on my toes. And Eleanor's like, no. You don't think I'm good at anything? Like, I'll show you. I'll show you how good I am. And that exchange was interesting between them. And we kind of find out that Eleanor's looking for a secret place to do her show, and because the queen always hosts hers at the palace. So what did you guys think about that interaction?
Well, I know my mom, if I said dibs on something, she would say, I don't care. I'm wearing it. Go change. You know what I mean? And she is the queen. So it was kind of like, I don't know. I thought, I guess I get it. They try to stick to the tradition of Bagsy. I don't know, but I thought that was kind of funny. But once it was revealed, like, that it was kind of part of Eleanor's plan to get her mom to take the tunnel location, it kind of made sense. Like, I was like, okay, that's totally something that she would do to manipulate her mom to think that she's winning when really, you know, that's what she wanted all along.
Right.
So I thought it was funny. I thought it was an interesting plot for them too, because there was a lot of kind of negative words exchanged between, I mean, at one point Queen Helena basically told her, like, without the monarchy, you're nothing, you do nothing, and when this is all over, you will be nothing.
Right.
Like, she was just so cold to her. So that whole kind of thing. And then when the king jumped in and was like, you know, this is the first thing in a long time that your daughter's been excited about and motivated about, and you're going to just, you know, rain on her parade, basically. It just shows how much he really kind of cares more about the children, and I think her priorities are more about the monarchy and the view and how everyone sees them.
Right.
So
I thought the whole exchange between the queen and Eleanor was really ugly. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't realize their relationship was that awful.
Yeah.
I think, and like saying to your daughter, like, you're nothing, you contribute nothing, and you're nothing, like, that's horrible.
Yeah.
So I really liked Eleanor getting back at her mom. And I felt like the tunnel thing, like, was an accident. Like, she didn't want the girls really to tell her, but it's hard to tell. Like, obviously, those cousins probably couldn't keep their mouths
exactly
shut. But I kind of thought, like, she did like that location because it's so her. It's
right.
Like, it's like underground, it's cool, it's edgy. So I like that she took back the palace and did, like, an edgy fashion show. Like, her mom did the very, like, queenly bridal mm-hmm. stuff, and she had, like, an edgy fashion show, but at the palace. So I thought it was, like, fitting, and I thought it was cool. Like, I liked that she got back at the queen.
Yeah, I loved her fashion show, too, where, like, their face was painted at the end of the runway with the black light. Oh, I thought that was so cool.
Yeah.
I was wondering, I'm like, I wonder if any actual designers have ever done that in their fashion show.
I thought the same thing.
That's such a good idea. Even, not necessarily the face paint, even how she had it written, I win, on her chest. Just, mm-hmm. you know, having stuff that appears only in black light right at the end of the stage, which I just thought was so cool.
Yeah, so that was so creative. I, like you said, I've never seen that before, and now I'm sure we're going to.
Yeah.
Because that was just like, oh my gosh, that mm-hmm. was... But I think you're right. It was, like, kind of a win-win for Eleanor when it came to, like, the place. She was like, all right, you know what? If I have it in this tunnel, like, it's going to be awesome. But if not, if my plan works, I'm going to have it in the palace and really just stick it to my mom. So I thought that was very interesting. And then the cousins, yeah. That whole scene with their dad taking a picture and using it as blackmail, that was a little risque for me.
That was a bit much.
Yeah, I mean, I was just... I was just thinking, if my own dad ever walked in on something like that, I don't think he would stay for more than a second and turn around and leave. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
It was just so weird that he, like, walked in, he looked at them, he's like, what are you guys doing? And then, like, what are you modeling Ed Hardy butt plugs?
Yeah, that was so funny.
And then he walks back and just, like, casually takes a picture and, like, looks at it. Dude, and I was just like, okay, this whole scene is just so gross.
Yeah. And you're like, of course, then you're like, all right, they're telling. But no, it ends up being a perfect plan. But putting a pin in the fashion show for a little bit, we have this whole other side story going on. And Eleanor and the prince decide to go out for a night. And Gemma's there. They're all taking shots, you know, getting pretty crazy. And they all decide to go to an after party. And just a little side note, we find something out about Jasper when they're in the car. Apparently Ophelia did get some information on him, and he had told Eleanor before that he was from Nevada. And then Eleanor reveals, she's like, oh, you're a little orphan from Camden. And he's like, and then that's all we get about that. And then we switch cars and we're in with Liam and Gemma, and she's driving and won't let Marcus, the security guard, drive, even though she's completely over the limit wasted driving, and decides to give the prince roadhead. Can I say that? Decides to give him roadhead.
Or at least attempts to.
Yes, yes. And so we all know how that results. She crashes into a phone booth, and it's ugly. I mean, at this point, you're kind of like, what just happened? What's going to happen? I don't know. Where were you guys at that point?
Her character just annoys me. I don't like Gemma. I think she's just very presumptuous about everything about with Liam, you know, like, oh, well, I know he likes me, and, you know, kind of just this, I don't know, just everything about her character right now just really annoys me. And I know she'll, the other part too is like, I would rather her be like really evil to Ophelia. They're like trying to be friends, which makes it even weirder. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I thought that whole scene was a little outrageous. Like, you really think even if you are that drunk, like, that you can just take your hands and eyes off the wheel and be fine? I mean, I'm not really sure.
Yeah. It was a whole weird scene. It was a bit much. I was kind of blushing watching it. But I thought they were going to get caught. I thought right then the paparazzi were going to jump out of somewhere and catch them. So when Jasper punched the prince to knock him out for the extraction, I thought something else completely was going down, like that Jasper, like some kind of diabolical plan he had going was like about to take place. But it turns out he's just trying to follow protocol and get the prince to safety without any of the press seeing what's happening.
Why don't we think Marcus was doing that? You know, that's the, like, the prince's first hand.
Well, he tried, but I think Marcus is just a different, he's a sweet guy. I don't think he would ever, like, try to hurt the prince. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It seemed that way, at least, mm-hmm. from the scene. He wasn't willing to do whatever it took to get him out.
Well, I also watched some extra footage that E! Has on their website, on the Royals' specific website. And the creator, Mark Schwann, was saying, you know, we only got one chance to do the car accident, and basically we only hit, like, half of the phone booth, and now Marcus can't get out of his side of the car that he was in while we're filming the scene. So this whole thing we had written where he jumps out and runs around to the other side can't happen. So we need to, like, rewrite and figure it out on the spot. So I think they had something else planned for Marcus's character, but the way that the car crashed into the booth, they rewrote it.
So they were all, well, they probably weren't all in the car.
Well, I think it was something about, like, the door Marcus was supposed to open won't open now because they only crashed half of the booth. So he couldn't get his door open because the other half of the booth is there blocking the car. So
interesting.
It was a whole thing of, like, we're going to pretend Marcus is trapped in the car. Jasper comes over, punches the prince.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we find out a little bit later, like, that's not acceptable protocol. Like, extraction is, but, like, knocking out the prince isn't. And so it kind of made me think, I'm like, okay, is there something behind this, like, if that they would have got caught, it would have ruined, like, Jasper's plan, because there was no reason for him to do that. You know, he's affiliated with, like...
Well, I think the whole point was... Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No.
But the whole point was, if any paparazzi were to find them and get pictures of that, he's the next heir of the throne. Like, he can't, at any cost, be seen doing anything like that. So, I think Jasper probably would have gotten in trouble if they did find out that he punched him, but I don't know if he would have necessarily been fired because he was trying to do everything to help the prince, and the prince was refusing to get out of the car. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it's only because of the fact that he now is in such a spotlight due to the fact that his brother passed away and he is the next heir to the throne, and everything he does can be, you know, used against him.
Right.
I think that's why Jasper just went to extremes to get him out.
Yeah.
And they didn't really have time either, because I'm sure, you know, somebody heard that crash, so it wouldn't have taken long for people to come and take pictures, and then those got out, so.
Yeah. I totally agree. Going back to the fashion show a little bit, one part I kind of forgot to mention was, speaking of Jasper, the queen tries to get information about where Eleanor's fashion show is going to be and completely calls him out on not being British. And I'm like, oh, your accent's a little fake there. Like, what? Now what's going on with that? And so now she knows someone who's lying about who they are is her daughter's firsthand security. I mean, is that, that wouldn't happen. She would talk to Eleanor about it, like, see if Eleanor knew. I don't know. I thought that was a very awkward exchange.
Well, I think it's just how the queen works. She uses everyone. It's like a chess game to her. So I think she would probably on her own find out what Jasper's deal is, or find out as much as she can, and then see if she can use it in any way, especially because she and her daughter are kind of enemies,
mm-hmm.
and she likes to hold things over her daughter's head. I think she sees him as, like, a chess piece in her whole game rather than like, oh, I'm worried for my daughter. It's like, you know what? This is helpful because I'm always trying to be a step ahead of my daughter. So if I own this guy by knowing he has something to hide, that's good.
Yeah.
Because then she can get information out of him.
Yeah, I agree with Megan. I think she also probably, hopefully we'll see in the next episode, she's, you know, doing her own digging. After that interaction, she realized, okay, his accent doesn't sound right, and maybe, you know, she's doing her own digging in the meantime, and something will happen. You know, maybe, who knows, maybe she'll find something out that she ends up telling Eleanor about that Eleanor can use against him. Who knows?
Right. Well, I just wanted to touch on that. I thought it was a very important part that I missed. But so then we see back at the fashion shows, and we talked about how great they were, and they're both wrapping up, and we're in the back room now at the palace, at Eleanor's. And Gemma comes in and, you know, starts chatting it up with Ophelia, like you mentioned, and we see Liam over there with the same model who resurfaced, and their exchange is interesting, and then we see Liam chase after Ophelia, and this is their first interaction this entire episode, which is strange because we were so used to them being very back and forth. You see him try to text her at one point when he was in the car with Gemma, and then he deletes it. So he pulls her outside and lo and behold, like, confesses that he was in the car with Gemma when all of this happened. And my first thing was Ophelia's reaction. And I think she's getting extremely turned off by the prince. When she talks about, she's like, wait, you left her there?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, mm-hmm. Had to.
Yeah.
Like, what did you guys think?
Right, because the underlying thing that he doesn't say that we're supposed to get is like, you know what, you would have left me there too. Like, mm-hmm. If I were with you, I would still be nothing and you'd be everything. Like, if we got in a car accident, you'd ditch me and run. So it was just a sad moment. I think she's kind of like, ugh, why would I like this guy kind of thing at that moment. But it was weird that he's confessing to her, I don't want to lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
And he lied to everyone but her. He just came out and told her. So it's like he really has a thing for her, but he's always going to be a jerk. I don't know. Well, I guess we'll see where it goes.
I think he truly, truly likes her, but like she's acknowledged before, they're just from different worlds, mm-hmm. and she can't do anything to change that. He can't do anything to change that. So it's not like, and we saw Liam didn't want to leave Gemma. He didn't want to just leave her there. It wasn't like he did it. He was like, all right, peace out. I don't care if you're hurt or not. You know, he wanted to stay there and help her. So I don't think it's that he, you know, is a bad guy per se, but I think they're just from different worlds, and she's realizing that more and more, that obviously if she were, you know, thrust into that position, that she would have been left there alone, and she probably doesn't want that, so.
Yeah, I feel like he could have done a better job explaining. Like, for him to want to be so truthful with her, I don't feel like he did a good job explaining himself. Like, you know, I actually didn't want to leave, but, you know, Jasper punched me in the face, and I had to, like, he's not even showing any of his, like, caring character, which is what I think she really fell for. And now he's just like, yep, you're seeing me talk to this girl. I'm sleeping with other people. You know I have an ex-girlfriend who's out to get me. And, yeah, I left her because that's protocol. Like, he's being kind of harsh for wanting to be true if he still wants to pursue something with her.
And maybe this is like he's testing her, kind of. Like, he likes her so much and he wants to be honest. And I guess he's seeing what her reaction will be to him being honest and being like, well, this is who I have to be because I am in line to be the next king. So let's see if you can handle it.
Right.
Is maybe what's going on between the two of them, this little dance back and forth.
Yeah. I get it. Was just very, I could tell 100%, as would I, like, Ophelia was completely, like, turned off. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, that's kind of interesting because, you know, we've predicted them having this relationship throughout the entire season. And in the third episode already, she's kind of, like, realizing his true colors.
Mm-hmm. I feel like she was always kind, or she always, like, at least had it in the back of her mind that it wasn't going to work out. You know, because every time she would go into any situation, she never was, like, overly excited or, you know, really, like, oh, my gosh, I like the prince, like, you know, all giddy or anything like that. I think she always kind of knew that it probably wouldn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think she's, like, tremendously crushed by this or anything, but I think that hearing that definitely did, I think now she'll be swayed more towards Nick.
Yeah.
Who she's starting to get to know a little bit more.
Yeah. And I want to just point out with Nick, I know, like, we just saw them in and out throughout, but I love the, like, gag gift that he sent her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For her to hide from the paparazzi, like, the nose and the glasses, and you see her putting them on, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cute.
And he also wrote in that note, it said, if I have to share, or it was, like, something about if I have to share you with the prince, or if I have to share a girl with the prince, I'd rather it be you. Like, you're the only one on the planet that I would want to share him with. You know what
yeah,
I mean? Like,
right.
Forget the exact quote, but it was, like, it was a sweet little, you know, note and stuff. But I still, like, if I were her, even though he's cute and all, I'd be like, okay, I've only met you twice, and you're sending me these presents, and, you know, I don't know. I would be a little bit kind of leery, I guess.
Like, yeah.
Okay, I don't know.
I'm definitely leery of him, like, you know, grabbing her from behind a doorway and being like, oh, you don't know who I am? Like, maybe he will turn out to be a sketchball. We'll see.
I know.
Yeah.
It might be like she completely lets her guard down. She trusts this guy. And then out of nowhere, like, he's a bad guy trying to get information about the royal family or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll we have to, like, keep an eye on him, I feel like.
Yeah. Like, maybe he's, like, a paparazzi undercover, you know?
Right.
Like,
yeah. Ooh, that, good call.
Yeah, because while, like, that was what I was trying to figure out is how is he just there?
Mm-hmm.
Or unless he was, like, following her, saw her leave, ran to the, you know, doorway and just so happened to reach out and grab her at the right time. You know, it just was very kind of, okay, I'm not really sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, with her kind of getting away from the prince and just, you know, finding onto new things, I think the prince is kind of getting, like, in general with this whole king talk, he's kind of getting a big head. And it was interesting to see, like, him and his father, and they go and, you know, now his father's bringing him in on, like, his meetings. And they had a meeting with anti-monarchist.
Yeah.
That's, mm-hmm. like, mm-hmm. and I thought that the father was the one who could abolish the monarchy, but I guess there always is people trying to abolish it themselves. Like, I thought the king had, like, the final say, but I guess not. I guess it's the people's vote together.
Well, I think it might be like how people get petitions signed to kind of get the ball rolling with things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it might be that kind of situation where if they can just gather enough support that maybe they can start to overturn things. That's the impression that I got, but I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's maybe up to their governing body that if the people were in favor of it, they'd vote to disband it.
Right.
So I guess that group's intention is to try to be doing that all the time.
Yeah, no, I guess you're right. But they say how the king is a great king, but they don't like the prince. They're like not, you know, they're like, you, on the other hand, give us more ammo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, you know, you see him when they first walk in and he's so cocky. Like, the prince is like, excuse you, don't talk to the king like that.
And, yeah, and you bow to your king. And like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know if this is kind of, he feels like right now he's, like, on top of the world, which you can't really blame him. You know, something that he never saw in his grasp is now, like, a huge possibility in the next few, decade or two, whatever his dad would. But I don't know. And then it's interesting just to, like, sidetrack a little when we go and we find out he thought he completely got away from the car scene and that nothing followed him, no paparazzi, and then we find out that, like, Cyrus is the one who took care of all of that for him. And I think by Cyrus telling him that story, he, like, puts doubt in the prince then. Like, wow, I thought I had it, you know, kind of all together, and I guess I don't. I don't know. Why do you guys think Cyrus did that in general? Just to keep the monarchy together? Like,
I don't know. Cyrus is, I don't know. He's kind of hard to figure out. I mean, like, the whole quote that he had at the end, or towards the end, when he was saying, like, you know, you're not much different than I am. I don't know how, I can't figure out his relationship with Liam. Like, obviously, he wishes that he was the one that was next in line for the throne.
Right.
But I don't know. It's a weird relationship, because he did help him.
Yeah.
But what's he going to expect? You know what I mean? I don't know. I guess that's where
I think I was wondering if Cyrus was just got this information secondhand through hearing Liam talk to the king about it, maybe, or something. I don't know. Like, I don't know how he knew the part about Gemma and the pants down and the whole thing, because Liam did lie to the king about it. But I just
felt
like... Well,
he said there were cameras everywhere.
Yeah, there were security cameras surrounding the whole thing, and he somehow made the situation, like, go away. But you're right. Who did he...
Well, and I think maybe Cyrus is just the same as the queen, because they're a little buddy-buddy and kind of have the same MO, that Cyrus is all about protecting Cyrus and gaining a leg up on everyone.
Yeah.
So for some reason, he wants to have something hanging over Liam's head now. So, I mean, he could have destroyed Liam then and there, but I guess Liam would have still been in line for the throne.
Right.
So, you know, just another thing to put in his back pocket to try to control everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, I think his main thing is to just keep the monarchy alive. Like, he's like, all right, I'm not king, but, like, this monarchy is better than no monarchy. So I think that's kind of, like, his... I don't know, that's what I took from it. It was very, very, very interesting. But going back to the fashion show. Okay, so we see the very, like, towards the end, and they're talking about, like, whose show was better. We see a bunch of, like... tabloids, and it's saying that she was like the princess was the queen of fashion week. And you first think this is going to be like a very interesting like exchange between like the queen and the princess, and then the queen completely just like shatters her and is like, oh no, you actually weren't that good, actually I'm the one who had them print these, so good job. Like I don't know what, and you just see her like completely breakdown as she listens to her mom. And that was just, you know what, that was like evil. That was just evil. I don't know. What were you guys thinking when this was?
I think same. Just that I had no idea Helena was so cruel, and especially to her own daughter. And I'm still wondering like whatever happened between the two of them to make them hate each other so much.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering when that's going to bubble up to the surface, because it has to be something so major that they're so awful to each other. And especially to be so awful to your own child. Like, I think we see a lot in television, people that are terrible to their parents, but to be so awful to your child is quite another thing. But I thought the interesting part was Jasper coming in and us seeing, like, I don't know if it was you or Fern predicted last week that there was going to be some kind of a relationship between the two of them.
Yeah. Something.
So I think we're starting to see it. I think she's softening to him. He's softening to her. And there's going to be, you know, a romance along with the blackmail. I don't think the blackmail's going away, but I think that they're going to strike up a romance. With that whole, like, him consoling her over her being so pissed about the
queen. And telling her it wasn't true.
But he's saying the queen's lying about everything. So he must know stuff that's going on that he's not sharing yet, too.
It sounded like a factual statement, not like she's just making that up. Yours was better. Like, it sounded more like factual than consoling. And he even says, he's like, you know, I lied about one thing and your queen lies about everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. What were you thinking, Christina, during?
No, I agree with you guys. I think that they will, something will develop between the two of them, because you saw in this episode a few times Jasper kind of show his, you know, I guess you could call it softer side. Even when he said, you know, the purple's great, but you look sexier in black. You know, like, and she's like, well, it doesn't matter coming from your mouth, so off you go.
Yeah.
But you can kind of start to see that he is developing a little bit of more than just blackmail. Like, he actually cares, is starting to care about her. And I think in a way she kind of likes the weird relationship that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw in the previews, you know, they go off and do something together next week at the elderly home. I'm not sure what exactly is going to happen there.
Yeah.
But they seemed, you know, she had like her arm around him and they were like skipping down a hallway or something. Or at least I thought it was him. It seemed like him. So I don't know. I definitely think that relationship is getting interesting, and I just want to know, like, what he's trying, like, what he's lying about, what he's trying to get out of this, you
right.
know? So we'll see. We'll find out.
Who do you guys think was telling the truth, the queen or him, in that entire situation? Like, who? She lights the tabloid on fire after he tells her. Like, obviously, I don't know if that was just she.
I think she just doesn't believe him, that she believes that her mom actually did that to her.
I think that the story was planted by the queen, but that Jasper's saying, like, it doesn't matter because you did win, is what I thought he was trying to say to her.
Okay. Okay, I misunderstood that. I thought that he was saying, like, the queen's lying, like, that's not true.
I think he's saying to her the queen's lying about everything all the time, is what I thought.
Got it.
A lot of what they say is you can take so many different ways.
Yeah.
So I think that that's also hard as a viewer to decide what's going on. So.
Yeah. I agree. And then sort of like wrapping up the episode, you see the king and queen together in bed. And you see his softer side again and where he's telling her. I actually wrote it down. He wrote, "We may not always be a monarchy, but we will always be a family." And she responds, "It's a little late for that."
Yeah, that I was really confused. I wrote that quote down too because I'm like, what does that mean? Like, have they... The two of them, their relationship, have they, like, encountered something or, you know, has he done something wrong? Or we already know that she is cheating on him.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of confused because he's, you know, telling her you need to be a better mother to your children. And she's just kind of like, screw you. And, yeah, I was definitely confused by that scene.
I think it was one of those little things where it's like dropping a breadcrumb that'll lead to, like, later we'll find out.
Yeah.
You know, what it'll make perfect sense later, because it's obviously all these things have transpired in the past that there's all these really complicated relationships and we're like, why do they hate each other? Yeah. What's going on? So, and I was kind of also thinking, is that a hint about Robert's death?
Yes.
Like, we're not a family anymore because Robert already died. Like, forget it.
Yes.
I don't know.
That's where I think somehow the royal family, like, has conspired, like, they did something that has to do with Robert's death. Like, whether it was her, whether the king knew about it. And I feel like we might see an ugly side of the king. Like, maybe he sacrificed his one son to save the monarchy and then realized, wow. You know, I don't know. I'm jumping into predictions, but yeah. I just feel like there's so much to be said about that. But with that being said, let's go ahead and get into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
All right, Megan.
Okay. So next week looks like it's going to have a clear, like, this is the first time I feel like we have a clear idea of what's going to be going on in the episode. So it looks like the whole time they're going to be on their family plane tour where they go around the country and make a lot of appearances. And it's like, love us, we're so wonderful, aren't we? To drum up some good PR. So I predict that Princess Eleanor is going to be relying on Jasper even more. I think she's going to get herself into trouble on purpose. She's going to, you know, do where she gets all messed up in public on purpose to try to, you know, make the family look bad. And Jasper's going to have to try to save her from it. And she's going to find herself, like, falling for him. And I think next week's going to be a disaster for Liam because I think the queen's going to be trying to control everything so much and he's freaking out on her. And she brings Gemma on the queen brings Gemma on the plane.
Yeah.
So I think Liam's going to kind of implode, explode, one or the other.
Right, right.
Other than that, I don't know. I don't know. It's so much. I don't know. I'm hoping we'll find out more about Jasper's past because he's the character I'm most interested in as far as all the secrets and lies.
Yeah, I agree. Like we said earlier, there's so much that goes on in each episode that it's like so hard to almost retain it all, but I'm on the same page with you guys. I want to see what happens with Jasper and Eleanor. I think that they're, like I said earlier, their relationship is gonna, you know, continue to kind of develop into, it's like a twisted relationship, you know, because obviously he has blackmail on her, but I feel like he's starting to develop real feelings for her. So hopefully next week we see a little bit more of that. And like you said, Megan, we learn a little bit more about his past. I think that I don't even know what to predict about him, about like what he's after, because I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he might, one of my predictions is that he's going to kind of bring the princess out of this self-destructive nature that she's become like so accustomed to. I feel like he really truly does care about her, and she does too. She's just hiding it right now, like, you know, as a mask and facade. But I do feel like he's going to bring out a better side of her. And then also I'm very interested to see what happens with Ophelia and this Nick guy, if it even really goes anywhere, or if him and the prince get into, like, a bar brawl. Like, I could totally see that happening, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I guess we'll have to wait and see. But, all right, guys, thanks for joining us. We'll be here next week. You can catch the Royals Sunday at 10 p.m. and then our show following. I'm your host, Tracy Probst, and you can find me on Twitter at TRACIABTV or on Insta at TRACIPRO. Christina, where can they find
you? You can find me on Twitter or Instagram at Tina Kapp.
And you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Megan Stecher, MeganStecher.
Awesome. Thanks for watching, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.